So I'm here to announce today that we are authorizing and will be soon opening this new illegal immigration detention processing and deportation facility here in North Florida. We are calling this the Deportation Depot. It is going to be named, it is going to be located here at Baker Correctional Institute. And again, the reason of this is not to just house people indefinitely. We want to process, stage, and then return illegal aliens to their home country. That is the name of the game. And that's what we do in Florida. We know that this is an important national priority, not only of President Trump, but of the American people. Of all the issues in the election, I can tell you, this immigration and border issue was either the top or right near the top on all people's minds. And so we have identified this location. It'll be able to hold more than 1,300 illegal alien detainees. You will have the same services that you have at Alligator Alcatraz. Costs will be reimbursed by our federal partners. And as I mentioned, Lake City Airport, just right down the road, it's 15 minutes away. This is something that the Division of Emergency Management worked very quickly on. This will be operational soon. It's not going to take forever, but we're also not rushing to do it right this day. They're doing what they need to do to get it done in all deliberate speed. So I'm proud of them for their work. Florida's making a difference. This is a priority for the people of our state. It's a priority for the people of this country. And I don't want to see any more angel moms in Florida like Cayenne, who lost a loved one because the laws weren't being enforced. We have an administration that's committed to doing that in Washington, and no state has done more to support that effort than we have in the state of Florida.